Happy Easter. We all know the Easter script really well, don't we? We know exactly what happened. We know the bit about the empty tomb, and we know the bit about the risen Christ and the angels. We know that later we will be eating ham, and the kids will be running around finding plastic eggs with candy inside. And we know that when we go to mow the lawn in May, that we will find a couple of those plastic eggs and seriously consider whether or not we can eat the candy therein, and probably decide to throw fate to the wind and eat it. We have done this before. I have preached Easter sermons for 20 years and listened to more than that before I became a pastor. Most Christians have Easter on lock. But our Easter text this year proposes to not get too full of ourselves, because we might have missed something. The first reading from the book of Acts is where we hear from everybody's favorite master of getting things wrong and then repenting about it, Peter. He, like others in the early Christian community, had been convinced about some things, regardless of the fact that Jesus, again and again and again, with his actions and with his words, proclaimed that his good news was for everyone, Peter was still shocked to find that what Jesus said was unequivocally true. To know that God loves the people we hate is a tough pill to swallow, in the first century and now. So Peter, in the verses before the scripture that we read this morning, had been drawn to the house of Cornelius, a Gentile. He was shocked that God would lead him there, and he was to instruct the household in the good news, and they were saved. And Peter had the astounding revelation that there is no favoritism in God's heart, that the message of love and healing and hope is truly for everyone. And so our scripture that we read this morning is Peter declaring that he had been wrong. Y'all, I was wrong. And this scripture, the time that this happened, was about probably 10 years or so after the death, resurrection, ascension of Christ. So this is how long it took for it to really sink in. It's for everyone. Meanwhile, the gospel this morning describes the women on the way to the tomb on that first Easter morning. And along the way, they worried. Who was going to move the rock out of the way? And when they got there, to where they were supposed to be, they were shocked to find out that the rock had already been moved. Instead of finding a dead body, which they thought they would find, they found an angel. And the translation we read this morning says they were alarmed. But the word there can also be translated as awestruck or amazed. One of my colleagues at another Lutheran church said at tech study that he is going to play Thunderstruck for his sermon this morning, so we'll see if they actually do that. From ACDC. But the angel said, "Don't be amazed by me. Ladies, God is just getting started. Wait until you see Jesus." The text says then that they are seized by terror and amazement, but that terror word can also be translated as trembling, like shaking for excitement, like maybe how you might feel if someone you loved was dead and you found out they were not. Easter was and is shocking. For those first disciples of the first century, even though Jesus had told them again over and over again, "It's for all, this is happening, get prepared everyone," they were still shocked when it happened and hopeless to know that he was gone. But Easter is about being surprised. Easter is about realizing once again that we've made God too small. Once again that we assumed our own limitations on the Most High. Once again that we thought God has the same judgments that we do. But we were wrong. I wonder what we might be wrong about this morning. There's nothing wrong with being wrong about something, right? It happens all the time. But where in the familiar can we find something new? Something that reminds us with trembling and amazement what is possible in God's love. I think that unless we feel a little shaky and shocked, that we're not doing Easter right. Jesus planted into human history this incredible promise and upended everything. Everything that we thought about power and salvation and inclusion and love and forgiveness and belonging took away that shaky ground of human control and replaced it with God's hope and love and grace. You might be thinking that you cannot be surprised by Jesus like Peter, since you are not one of his friends from the first century. But neither was the Apostle Paul, who wrote our epistle this morning. In this scripture, he writes how he had experienced, too, the presence of Jesus. But he didn't experience that until after Jesus' ascension. So Paul experienced Jesus just as you and I do, by drawing close in prayer, by learning the stories, by being led by the Spirit, by being taught by others. If you're unsure this morning, church, what to be amazed about, I can give you a few suggestions. Maybe you thought you came to church this morning because it's part of your family's Easter tradition. But maybe you actually came to hear this, that you belong. That you belong, that you are beloved of God. Maybe you might think you came to church today because you're a good Christian, and that might be true. But maybe you came because you needed to hear again that you don't need to try so hard. That you need to remove the knife that you've been holding to your own throat. That grace always comes from heaven, and that your life should not be a grind to appease God, but a joyful outpouring of the grace that you've already received. Maybe you think you might have come to church today because someone made you come out of guilt or obligation. Do not show me a show of hands. But maybe you're actually here because you need to hear the words that you are a child of God, worthy of healing, worthy of wholeness, worthy of being equipped to bring that healing to the world. Be amazed, church. We have experienced Jesus. We have experienced Jesus at the table. We have experienced Jesus in the Word. We have experienced Jesus in the community of faith called the body of Christ. We have experienced Jesus in the dark night of the soul when we have heard whispering in our hearts that we're loved. Be amazed. Happy Easter. Amen. Let's stand together.